Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment, live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chuck and Julie Show. Julie Hayden here with Chuck Bonnywell. Chuck is wrapping some stuff up. I'm here at World Headquarters, so he'll be down in just a second as soon as he gets all of that done. I'm busy talking to people and plotting with people and things like that. You know, so much to talk about today. First, though, let me say, the show sponsored, as always, by AmericasCitizenPress.com, a great national conservative voice of website we check every day, along with Colorado Senegenics and Dr. Julie McCallan doing a lot of... Chuck has like lost a ton of weight. He's feeling great, looking great. And, you know, really encourage you to call them as we head into this new year. Another thing, chuckandjulie.com is the one-stop shopping place for everyone. And we're going to be starting an email, a newsletter. So I encourage everybody to go ahead and give us, your email so we can put you on the email list. I promise you we won't spam. I don't have time and I don't know how to do that anyway. So please do that. And check us out at chuckandjulie.com. The impeachment, obviously we'll talk about that in a second as soon as Chuck gets down here. But one of the other things that's interesting, the big tech tyranny is astonishing. They locked out, Twitter locked out Lauren Boebert for a while. You already know the Twitter took down the president. YouTube has now taken down the president's YouTube channel. Meanwhile, one of the funny thing that's going on today is an old Nancy Pelosi tweet about how the election was hijacked in 2016 and should be investigating. That's going around and people were quoting that, and the liberal media, they didn't realize that it was from Nancy Pelosi, and the liberal media were getting all upset saying, oh, these people need to be censored and shut down too. And then they're like, oh, wait, that was Nancy Pelosi in 2016. You know, the hypocrisy, just astonishing. One of the new sites that's up is gab.com. It's another Twitter. Another YouTube site that we're also on is Rumble. You can find us at all of these places at Chuck and Julie. But interesting going on at gab.com. So, you know, as soon as Twitter shut down the president, a bazillion people flooded over to Parler. So then, of course, they all shut down Parler. Amazon refused to let Parler on its servers. Companies that process credit cards and did business with Parler were suddenly threatened. So they stopped. They even lost the lawyers. The lawyers were threatened. So the lawyers stopped. This outrageous, it's not even a cancel culture. It's a destruction of essentially our First Amendment and the way this country works, which is astonishing. Well, the new company, well, it's not new. It's been around for a while. Gab.com is someplace that people started going to. We're also on Gab.com at Chuck and Julie. So I encourage you to follow us there. Word of caution, though, a couple things. One, their site, I think, is just being overwhelmed. And so it can take a while to get onto it, if at all. Sometimes you just can't. So just be patient and keep trying. I think they're going to, they're doing their best to get the whole tech thing straightened out. In the meantime, though, this is pretty funny and good, I think. The guy who runs Gab.com, Andrew Torba, managed to grab all of Trump's tweets, the whole archives, and has recreated them now on Gab.com. So it doesn't appear that the president is now on Gab.com, but at least all of his old tweets were there. Meanwhile, though, big tech not backing down on that at all. Gab is saying that what they've discovered is that since all of this happened, they have been a lot of fake accounts created on their site, encouraging violence, doing things. And meanwhile, then the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, is taking screenshots of these and other liberal media organizations, and they're now doing bad stories about Gab. And Gab is saying, you know, we've been saying for weeks that this is what was going to happen. We're doing our best to get rid of the overtly violent posts. But you know what? I'm just going to say this. Anybody who feels like, oh my God, Twitter is inciting me to violence, probably is leaning towards violence in one way, shape, or form anyway. You look at some of the stuff going on in Antifa, where they have their sites where they post gatherings, they talk about being trained, they talk about how to incite violence, basically, and how to loot, to wear your shields, to bring the stones, et cetera, et cetera. All of that is fine on Twitter, right? They don't have a problem with that. And we've talked about that ad nauseum, but I think you still have to keep pointing that out, because they, the double standard exists. It's going to continue to exist. So you can't be fooled and you can't be pulled in to their psyops. You got to remember, this is all fake news. Another thing interesting today in this election, our fair and free election, of course, where there was absolutely no election fraud, pretty interesting. Just earlier today, the Texas Attorney General announced that he was prosecuting a woman. Let me find her name. But anyway, she was being prosecuted for, guess what? Election fraud. Her name is, I found it, Raquel Rodriguez. She was arrested after a Project Veritas undercover investigation, where she talked about that she had to pay $5 to $8 per vote. So she was asking people to contribute to her. She was telling them this is what it would cost. Basically, she said, I could deliver, and this was for a city council race, but also you have all the upticket things too. She was saying that she could promise them that she would bring 3,500 votes. Now, she's not promising that she can find 3,500 voters, okay? That's why it's election fraud. She's saying that she can get 3,500 votes to swing a city council race. And she said that she had election judges who were calling her, who were willing to be part of the scheme, but they need to be paid $3,500 each. So, of course, I guess that must be just our imaginations, right? Because there's absolutely, Chuck, no election fraud. So I don't know why the Texas AG is arresting this woman for election fraud. I don't know. Must be, well, a figment of our imagination.
The sad part is that no attorney generals in Colorado willing to...
We don't even have DAs willing to. We don't even have a secretary. We don't have county clerk and recorders for the most part who are. Well, but that's just an aside. Just I thought I'd keep you up to date on that. So now that you're here.
Trying to be a little late, but I had to get my report in from my little operation yesterday. So.
Oh, you're okay. You're good. You're all right. All good. All good. I was telling them how Julie McCallum has been doing a lot of good work with you.
Sure,
okay.
Has.
So moving on. Okay. The House voted. To number one, they voted to tell Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. He already said no, thank you.
I got one vote for that, Adam Klinzinger from the Republican Party.
And then they voted 232 to 197, including 10 Republicans, to impeach Trump again. I want to talk about the encouraging news, because I think there is, the more I think about it, the more there is to be encouraged about things. Here's what's encouraging about this. Well, I mean, they did it anyway. What's encouraging to me is no one cares. I mean, no one cares. They impeached him a second time. I think people are like, wait, didn't we do that? Having done it the first time, which was such a fiasco and a sham, I think people are even less thrilled now. And the polls are showing that. The polls are showing, no matter how much the Democrats try to ram down our throat, Trump incited violence, incited insurrection. 91% of the people that Frank Luntz polled, Republicans, said they would vote for Trump again today if they had to vote again. So this is, and this is a poll just taken after the insurrection incitement.
And Frank Luntz is hardly
right. He's not a Trump thing. Meanwhile, you've got other polls out there. Trump's, I mean, you know, again, it's Rasmussen, but hey, it's showing that Trump's approval rating has stayed the same, actually gone up a little bit. And another survey, 80% of Trump voters and 76% of all Republicans say they would be less likely to vote for a lawmaker who voted for impeachment. That's encouraging. The other thing is there was a growing push to oust Liz Cheney as the Republican conference chairperson.
She'll be ousted.
Oh, she will. Yeah.
I mean, they have to vote for that.
Right.
You know, I mean, will they oust her, or just will she not get reelected? But I think, you know, she hoped to be in the lead of the new Bush.
Oh, the Bush-Cheney return to the good years.
And I'm afraid she outed herself a little too early and exposed herself to what she is. The 10 who voted for it, you get to know who they are and what they are.
Exactly.
It's encouraging that there's only 10. Now you go to the Senate. I guess McConnell is not going to move because he's smart enough to know that.
He was waiting for the polls to come out.
Yeah, the polls came out, so he's not going to move. Who knows? They may impeach when it's not in office and saying that's something, but that'd be particularly asinine. But that's okay. They're asinine
people.
They're
asinine people, yeah.
But it's an interesting time, and I think it's time to really identify who's who and who's for what. Either you're an establishment Republican, in which case the rest of us don't want you. And neither Democrats don't want you. In fact, nobody wants you.
Yeah, does Liz Cheney think, I mean, you know, that suddenly, I guess maybe she and Cindy McCain can go out for coffee and talk about how much smarter they are than the rest of us.
Right.
But just because I looked this up too, Donald Trump got more votes in Wyoming than Liz Cheney did.
And Liz Cheney ran for Congress, but there's only one congressman, so it's statewide.
But percentage-wise too, though, Trump had...
normally a president will bring in a little more votes.
But what I'm saying, though, is Donald Trump is more popular in Wyoming than Liz Cheney is.
So
Liz Cheney should open her eyes, or maybe she doesn't care. If, again, all you establishment swamp creatures, if you think that roughly 80 million people are going to say, oh, yeah, let's go back to the Bush-Cheney years because that was so great. I mean, Liz Cheney forgets. Let's talk just briefly about what Trump did for this country.
She doesn't care what the...
The economy. I mean, he created jobs. He made, it was the best economy.
They don't care.
But they're stupid, I guess, is my point, is they're willing to throw Trump over they've been wanting to anyway. So they were going to jump on whatever they could find.
This may be hard to believe, but all that the Democrats care about is power for themselves.
No, but I'm talking about the stupid Republicans, spineless.
Well, that's the spineless Republicans. All they care about, as they do in Colorado, is about power for themselves.
Right.
And so you have Hugh McCain and
in Colorado,
and the 14th.
Kevin Priola.
And you have the other 13 people who support Hugh McCain. And I've been thinking about this, and I think it's important. All the little swampies, the swampats, the moderates, the backstabbers.
They're not moderates, they're swampats.
They're swampats, they're liberals.
There's nothing moderate about them.
Well, whatever you want to call them. They get to hide. As we had Dave Williams on the program say, you know, when they come to the Capitol, they're all squishy squashy, but when they go back on the stump, they're rock hard conservative Republicans. Well, the reason why they get to be that way is because we don't expose them.
Right.
So we have to have a list, and there's 25 people in the House. 14,
you're talking in Colorado.
In Colorado, in the State House. 14 are swamp creatures. 11 are hard populist conservatives. We ought to know who's who.
Right.
And there's always this huge... The swamps always gets to win the battle. They can get the Denver Post. Oh, this is an arch conservative. But no one ever exposes most of these swamps. Well, we haven't, and we're going to. We'll list the 14 that have sold you out and the 11 that believe in you. And you get to make your mind if you like them or not. But I'm committed to explain. You know, part of that was the Liberty scorecard, and we'll put their Liberty scorecard thing by that too. But it's about time you get to know who's who. And if you're a swampat, then these are good people
there
for
you. You need to know.
All right, let's go to Don from Colorado Springs on line two. They've got some swampy people that down there that pretend they're conservatives.
Hey, Don, thank you for calling.
Hey, good afternoon. Now, while I agree with Peter Boyle that pretty much you cannot prove the election fraud at this time and all that, I do agree that there's still an overkill on the running out of Trump and all of that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't agree with my good friend Peter, because he thinks there was no fraud or very little fraud, and that to me is BS. There was an enormous amount of fraud, and if you let that enormous amount of fraud...
Sad thing is,
you can prove it.
You can prove it if they would listen, if any court would hear it. But I think, John, it's important. Here's why I want to keep saying it. And again, we disagree with Peter. Believe us, we've had conversations about it. Like Chuck said, you need to know who the swamp creatures are. You need to know what the fraud is so you can stop it. That's why the Democrats are trying to squash our conversation. They don't want Republicans to turn around and say, oh, wait a minute, that's what they're doing. So now here's what we have to do to either do it ourselves and better.
But on the flip side, I was listening to Steve Dace, and he was hoping that the Republicans would vote for impeachment so he knows who to go after in the future. But that's not happen.
Well, I think it's not going to happen given the polls, but, you know.
Well, I know 10 of them anyway, including Liz Cheney.
Well, 10 of them, and Cheney, of course, Cheney is an establishment, Terry, and I mean, and her, and of course, speaking of Peter Boyles, you've heard Peter go after Dick Cheney regarding the Middle Eastern
the Saudi
wars.
Stuff, yeah.
Well, but he likes Dick Cheney better than he likes Donald Trump these days.
Well, anyway, we don't want to get in a debate with Peter, who's not here. So
yeah,
just say we're right. He's not. No, I'm kidding, Don. Hey, thank you for calling. And thank you for being our first caller. Want to let folks know.
Take care, Don.
Have a great day.
You too. 888-627-6008. And to all of our guys watching us on Zoom, feel free to unmute yourself and come up on camera. Just remember, if somebody else is up, you can't put your camera up because it kind of messes up the producers.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No, don't do it. It messes, you won't get on. So, and it messes things up. So
she's
don't.
Always coming up with rules.
These are not my rules. If you want to, so take your turn, I guess, is what I want to read this from Anil. All 10 rhinos need to be defeated. Cheney first, and then a new Senate minority leader. Kick out rhinos like McConnell. And then he notes that the county Republican organizational meetings are in 2 to 3 weeks. Why should anyone attend? And then Anil, Leo is saying, if anyone was smart, they would have run a conservative against the turtle. here's the thing with Mitch McConnell. So let's try to clarify, because it's confusing depending on what you read.
Not confusing.
Well, it depending on what you read. Are you just going to argue with me the whole show, Chuck?
Yes,
it's like, then we'll move you out of the camera. No, I'm kidding.
There we go.
Fortunately, folks, I know how to work the computer, and Chuck doesn't. And it's my computer.
Well, we can change that.
You got to watch what's going on now. The Washington Post is sticking by its story.
They always say it used to be when New York Times, the Washington Post say, we stand by our story. That meant something. It means zero today. It means absolutely nothing.
They're standing by their story that the Cumulus, whatever it is, media told Ben Shapiro, Dan Bongino and Mark Levin not to talk about the election anymore, regardless of the fact that they didn't talk. No one actually talked to any of those people. Right. And now who knows if it's true or not, but they've debunked it.
It's not true. You cannot believe what they tell you.
Right.
I mean, if Don Bongino and Levin said they never got that, then I believe that over some anonymous sources that a dishonest, crooked newspaper says.
And here's where it's, I don't want to say confusing. Well, it is confusing about McConnell. So you read one set of media and it says McConnell is done with Trump. He's furious with Trump and he wants to impeach him. You read another one, this one on Fox News, that McConnell says he hasn't decided how he'll vote yet. And then you read another one that says Breitbart that says McConnell says we're not going to have a vote.
He's not going to have a vote because it makes him enemy number one. It's easy.
Right.
Behind closed doors, he hates Trump. Behind closed doors, he's happy to get Trump away from the Republican Party because he's not a globalist, but he's not about to commit suicide like Liz Cheney did. But let's talk to Jacob online too. Hey, Jacob.
Hi.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing? It's not that the fact that people were going from Twitter to Parler, it was that the rate of the speed that people were going through, and there was one estimate that at the end it would be about 130 million would have signed up on Parler from Twitter.
They had to close Parler down. And believe me, they're trying to close Gab down. That's where I've been saying we have to be smarter as Republicans. Why Parler, and I'm sure they're rethinking this decision, was on an Amazon server. I mean, that's what we need to do. Yeah. Gab is not. So I don't know what they're going to do, and I don't know. But, you know, what I do hope, and we've talked about this, I hope that Donald Trump launches a new platform. He will have 80 million people immediately following him.
He needs to set a complete one for email, one for Twitter, one for...
Because the banks are closing him down now.
One for television, and if maybe Newsmax is that's the one. But if he could get the money together, I don't see any reason why not, and pull together the technology, he's got a giant that'll squash Fox News. It'll just squash it.
Right.
I mean, if he starts one, I get tired of looking at Fox News these days.
But at least you don't have to watch Martha McCallum anymore. She's
thank God,
she's like in overnight or something.
I always watch Jack Kelly at that time.
But let's say the 130 million that moved from Twitter to Parler, and Trump starts his own party, or they start their own political party, and all the 130 million move re-registered to his party. That's problematic. That's where the real problem is going to be.
Yeah,
it's not
going
to happen.
You have to
understand, why should they move? Yeah. They already have a party, and it's called the Republican Party. And they can just take those who don't like the Trumpian Republican Party, and they can start their own swamp party.
Right, exactly. I mean,
it's insane.
Well, that's a good name, the swamp party.
Yeah, the swamp party. They're all set. That's Liz Cheney can set up, I don't know how many swamps are in Wyoming, but she can set up the swamp party, and that's fine. But for us to kind of go, well, we'll go to another party. No, we already control this party. Not in Colorado, to tell you the truth, but in other places we do. And we're just going to have them go to their swamp party.
That's what I've been saying, Jacob. It's, you know, you look at it, it's, Trump did not create the movement. Trump rose to be the leader of the movement, but we're the movement. And that's my thing. It's like, I was almost a bad word. Uh-oh. Heck with them, right? It's like if they don't want to be in the Trump party, like Chuck, go start the swamp party and see how far you get. I mean, and I think it's telling.
They used to be called back in the 1870s, the mugwumps. You know, they said, yeah, the mugwumps.
That's
party.
A good name for them.
And because we cannot stand the corruption in the Republican Party, we're going to start our own mugwump party. And they quickly went away, the mugwumps.
I think what's encouraging, Jacob, is though that Ron McDaniel and another Trump supporter. I mean, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, is still Trump's National Committee. Yes. And that, to me, is a very encouraging sign. So,
One last question. Why did the Denver Elections Director resign?
Don't know.
Oh, I don't know that they... I don't even know who it is. I don't know. We'll look into it and get back to you on that.
Yeah,
not because of Republicans.
I don't know.
Oh, are you talking about, you know, I forget her name, and I don't have any inside knowledge. If you're talking about the woman I think you're talking about, she was highly regarded. I mean, when I was at Fox 31, you know, we talked to her and covered her during election times. And I think she is something of a rising star. I don't know in the political world or maybe in the electoral. I think at least my impression from the stuff I read about this when it happened was more that she had career opportunities elsewhere that. Well, no, I mean, for real, that she couldn't do if she was an elected official. I could be wrong on that, but
We'll check on that for you.
Yeah, we'll check. I did not see anything immediate suspicious about it.
Well, everything's suspicious.
Oh, but we'll check into it, Jacob.
We'll take it and report back to you on Wednesday.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
All right, and now the one, the only Barney is online for. We always love to hear from Barney. Hey, Barney.
Chuck, I love you, but you really don't love to hear from me. Julie, I love you. Did you guys see the picture of Buffalo Face and a crew that's in the White House? And it, Julie, I'm going to send it to your cell phone.
Okay.
You got to see this. But it says it all. Peter, I'm sorry. I know you're not there, but you're full of crap, but.
We don't need to talk about Peter. Peter's a good friend.
I know. I'm just saying. I just had to pile in. That's all. I want to know why the Capitol Police officer committed suicide. Something went down over there. They let this. There was so much. And then the guy is screaming for backup. And nothing's coming. Nothing's coming.
Yeah. What does that tell you? You think that was a setup?
Well,
maybe just a little bit.
I saw
a timeline. I was at the Capitol before 9/11. Sorry, go ahead, Julie.
I was just going to say, I saw a timeline. I don't know if this is true or not, or how accurate it is, but it was indicating that the first calls for police and the first police saying, hey, people are trying to storm the Capitol, came at 12:40 while Trump was still speaking for another half hour. And apparently it's quite a walk.
I know.
It's about a mile from there. So they're saying that clearly the whatever you want to call it at the Capitol, the insurrection, right, was going on before. It couldn't have been incited by Trump because those people weren't even listening to Trump. I think we all know that it was planned.
That's a Reichstag fire.
Right. Yeah. We all know that it was planned. And if it hadn't happened, they would have used something else.
Yeah. They don't care.
Right. And it is disgusting, though, that obviously that there's government types that will let something happen knowing full well they're playing with dynamite when they did that. I mean, I know. They could care. And I would say I was at the Capitol before 9/11. You could not get. You went through a little tent through security. You would not have gotten. It wouldn't have happened. And it something's wrong. But by the way, Jack Dorsey, I don't think he could even get a pigeon to take a crap in that beard that's hanging off of his face. No pigeon can get near that.
I'm sorry. You don't want to judge a book by its cover, always. But just look at that guy and say, Do we want him determining what we can say and listen to in America? No, we do not.
Why do crooks always grow Hasidic beards? You know, once they're really crooked, they can. I know the look to go. I mean, I can tell everybody's got indicted. You all of a sudden see them in Hasidic beards because they think that you'll fool them.
Right.
You'll fool them, and they'll think I'm a very straight guy, and they're anything but. Yeah, Jack Dorsey's a tool.
Yep. Ronnie, I'm trying to make your picture. You just sent me. I saw that picture. You look at those people and you're like, yeah, these are not Trump supporters. Hey.
Yeah. Well, some of them maybe have been, but it's pretty obvious. If that's all it took, you know, with what we spend on the Defense Department, and that's all it took, Buffalo face and that bearded fat pig that's next to him, I don't know.
Well, apparently the Buffalo head guy, he's in jail right now, but he's refusing to eat because they don't have any vegan food.
You know vegan food.
Oh, goody.
Vegans are big Trump supporters.
He calls himself a shaman. He thinks he's a shaman, like a Native American shaman. Like
maybe that's what happened.
Oh yeah, he's real.
All right. Hey Barney, listen, thank you for calling.
Anyway, love you guys.
Love you
too, Barney.
888-627-6008. 888-627-6008.
Your glasses.
Okay, so we can be that. First, hey, I want to invite, hey, Mark, if you want to come on, and thank you for coming back. Mark, if you want to come on and you have any comments, go ahead and turn your mic off turn your camera on. On the other hand, if I'm putting you on the spot, you do look good. Unless, there you are.
Well, let me read this one.
All right.
Here are the 10 people who voted for the impeachment: Liz Cheney, Wyoming; Anthony Gonzalez, Ohio; Jamie Hernandez, Bellevue, Washington; Jack Cato, New York; Kitzinger, Illinois; Peter Muhar, Michigan; Dan Newhouse, Washington; Tom Rice, South Carolina; Fred Upton, Michigan; Dan Valdero, California. So now you know
who they are.
You don't get to vote for any of those, but
but don't. Hey, Mark, thank you for joining us on Zoom. What's on your mind?
I spent the last week after all this stuff hit, and I can't go to my normal sources to find anything that's going on. I went to Gab. I was on Parler, and I couldn't believe when I got up that morning and I hit Parler and it was really dead. I went, you know, Trump has only said a few things. And one of the things he said was that this impeachment is just going to make people mad. And for me, that's 100% correct. It's like Liz Cheney and the rest of them. I wouldn't give them a penny. I won't give them the time of day, and I don't listen to them. Well, I have a lot more time now on my hands that I can't look at anything political. So I'm doing a lot of other stuff. But I find Gab, they said last night, they showed pictures of 18-wheelers bringing in servers.
Yeah,
we'll get better.
They got hit with 600,000 people trying to move in one day.
Right.
Now, Trump hasn't lost any of his. He's the only person that cares about the people.
Right.
End of story. And so they're trying very hard to come up to speed. I think Parler was trying really hard to come up to speed. They were adding. And they're doing everything they can to shut down free speech.
Yeah.
And I served in the military a long time ago. And I'm mad as heck.
Yeah.
I didn't serve for these people to do this stuff and shut them down. I didn't. The security there, a three-year-old knows that there was none. It's almost like they moved everybody out of the way.
They did.
So that, and invite them in. And I saw pictures of one representative where he opened the door leaving, and he was supposed to be in lockdown going someplace. So what does he do? He opens the door, and a whole bunch of people came flying through the door.
Right, right.
And so he technically invited them in. I heard where other House representatives were holed up in the room, and they were all told not to let anybody know where they were. And then they turned around, and one of the representatives was holding an interview telling them they were afraid for their life so that everybody could figure out exactly where they were. It's like, and then they said something about one representative was upset that she didn't know she had a gas mask under her seat, and they told her to grab the gas mask. And I'm like, I can't believe they haven't had some kind of drills there. I saw where a few people got fired, but I was good appalled. Point. You know, supposedly the president's got bunkers. If people start attacking the White House or other places,
right.
they can go into bunkers.
Well, and so does the House Representative. They all have a bunker.
And none of them went to it. They were all in some room.
Well, that's because they had to do all their selfies being under the desk. And Jason Crow, it's like, give me a break. But you know what? Here's the thing. If it hadn't been that, it would have been something else.
Yes, they don't care.
They don't care. They would have made up something else.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, the impeachment, I think you're right. I think it's going to make people more angry. It's going to make people more. Well, the polls show 91% of the people who voted for Trump said, yeah, I'd vote for him again.
Anybody had to watch the Kavanaugh proceeding where a Boy Scout is really accused of being a mass rapist and everything else to know that they don't care what the charges. They don't care what they have to make up. They will make it up. The mainstream press will go along with it, and some global people go along with it. But we've had it with the mainstream press as far as I'm concerned. When I read a story from the Washington Post, I just go, oh, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I love the fact, Chuck, that you straightened me out on that and said it's corporate. press.
Yeah, exactly.
because it got me to realize that there's a lot of corporations right now that are bowing to this stuff. That are going crazy on it. And I've got a really good memory, and I'm not going to forget any of them.
No, good point, Mark. And they'll get
my business as little as possible. I have to thank both of you for being on the air and having the guts to do this, because I am watching everybody dive under the table, and very few people really have guts, and it's amazing to me.
Well, thanks for saying so,
because
we found our listenership, viewership just growing and growing and growing. So it's due to people like yourself and others. And
we really appreciate it. Hey, Mark, we're going to let you go because we've got some other calls.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark, for chiming in.
Well, let's say we've got Gary from Denver. I'm not sure if that's our old friend, Gary,
or our new friend.
Hey, Gary.
It is your old friend, Gary.
All right. Hey! Excellent. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. It's been a while.
Yeah, I've been busy, you can imagine, with everything that's going on.
But
I was wondering, you know, there won't be a vote in the Senate unless the House sends over the impeachment.
Right.
Apparently that has to occur. Do you think that they will send it over in order to force a vote?
No, because they know McConnell will block it.
Nancy said she hasn't decided yet.
Hasn't decided yet. She may send it over. You know, they're always good on no rules for them, so they'll send it over and then say they can have a post office impeachment, which is BS, but who knows with those people. So no, I don't think she'll send it over because she knows McConnell will scuttle it.
What's interesting is too, I saw Schumer is being quoted apparently he put out a memo to the Senate Democrats saying, hey, here's what our 2021 January agenda is going to be. And the impeachment wasn't even on it. They were talking about COVID. I think as all politicians do, they've got their fingers in the wind, right? And they're seeing that the impeachment thing, people are way more worried about COVID than they are impeachment.
With good reason.
Yeah. Now, if that should switch, I think they'll all back off and, you know.
So how do you view the whole thing? You always have a very independent view on things.
Oh, I think that it's just the last opportunity for the Democrats in Congress to just kind of, you know, criticize Trump one last time before he leaves.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's all that it's really about. But I had a question on Parler. Now, is Parler still up and live?
No.
Okay. What happened is what they did is foolishly, in my opinion, Parler was on an Amazon server. And so AWS, which we're going to talk about that someday. I've been doing some research into that. These people control the world. A handful of billionaires with trillion-dollar companies control the whole world. We're in serious trouble there. But at any rate, the Amazon server, it took down the Amazon server. And then all of the other vendors or servers that they talked to, the big tech companies. Now, this, I was listening to Dan Bongino, who was explaining all this because he's an investor in Parler. And he said they then threatened Parler. They said, no, we can't get you. I mean, they'll shut us down, too. I find it interesting. Their lawyers quit. They filed a lawsuit. Right. And then they threatened the lawyers. I mean, if you think about it, if you've got a website, if you've got, you know, any kind of internet, which everybody does anymore, they can threaten to shut you down unless you're on some sort of one not connected with them, of which there are plenty. But so anyway, yeah, Parler is down and they haven't been able to find anyone who will take them.
Gab has sort of come in as the new successor. But
yeah, I don't think there's any FCC violation from Amazon. They're a private company. They can just like
they can control the world. Yeah. Well, it depends. The FTC,
you know,
it depends on who controls the FTC.
Right.
Just like who controls, well, now you guys are going to be back under Democrat control. So you got a whole new agenda out for you guys.
You're going to have to learn all new rules and regulations. Rules around
what was prohibited before will be favored now. Equal justice in the law does not apply.
And Parler certainly could find a platform, but it's going to come down to one thing, money. In order for Parler to set up their own platform, they're going to need Donald Trump for the next 3 or 4 years to be posting, I don't know what they'll call them, tweets or whatever, but if he doesn't do it, and he's not going to pay for it, I mean,
I think he's going to set up his own platform. I think Donald Trump...
Well, he's going to get Senate. He's not going to use...
Well, yeah, it won't be Trump Network, I don't think, but yeah.
Well, maybe the Trump Network.
Yes, Donald Trump.
He'll get investors.
His business model and his private business is to use other people's money. He's not going to pay
always
for it. It's going to take
that's the best way.
Somebody else.
Yeah. Well, as you know, that's the best way in business. OPM, other people's money.
So we'll see.
That's right. We know how to do that here.
All right. Hey, Gary, thank you for calling.
Good to talk
it's good,
you. Good
to
hear
you.
From
Happy
your
New
voice.
Year.
Same to you. Good to hear you.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So now we've got a bunch of comments in the chat. Hey, and for folks like Gary, if you're just joining, you can always join us on Zoom. You can get to that through our website, which will take you to the BBS website. Or you can also always go to zoom.us. And I'm going to read the meeting number twice here. It's 209-576-423. That's 209-576-423. And you can always join. We'd love to have you join us on Zoom as well, because I think that's kind of
fun.
You
have an IRS logo behind
him. We can do that. Let's see. Anil is saying, Anil, if you're on Zoom, do you want to pop in and go ahead? You must, because you're chatting on it. If you want to go ahead and pop up rather than me reading your comments, and say your comments in case I read them wrong. But also, he's talking about AWS is huge. That's something that's really, to me, alarming. We'll have to talk more about that. And again, I think that Donald Trump is going to, I think he realizes that he has to, if not him, then the Republican National Committee, that the mainstream media, the corporate media are hand in hand tied to the Democrats and to the benefit of all, right? And they're all tied in with big tech.
Not all.
Well, okay, to the benefit of all of them.
Yeah,
right? And they don't care about free speech anymore.
Oh,
they don't care about anything
so
like
passe.
That. Yeah, and so... I think that if you're a Republican, you got to realize you have to have your own platform. They shut down Lauren Boebert for an hour today. This is how silly it is. I mean, we had 1,200 Twitter followers because we'd only been going for a year. And we're down to like 946 that we're like, they're taking like, and we're not getting notifications and things like that. So I can't imagine that somebody at Twitter has heard of Chuck and Julie, but they clearly have algorithms. You see some of these people have like, what, James Woods lost like a million people.
Very good.
Hey, if anyone wants to come in on Zoom,
here comes somebody.
Here comes Ben.
It's
okay.
Ben. All right.
Ben. You can come on the phone if somebody else isn't on. Hey, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I've been trying to get on Gab too. And so I just went on their site there or on my phone, and it says here that Gab is banned from Google Play Store as well as the Apple App Store.
Right.
So the only way you can do it is really get on your computer. Or actually, Ben, you're smart. Yeah.
Let me, if you go to, because I've been doing this, there are tutorials all over the place, okay? Right. And Gab has it at their site too. You can get it on your phone. You have to essentially go to the internet, go to the Gab site, and then it's tricky. So I think you're right.
Not that tricky. You all figured out.
Well, I couldn't, but
well,
I didn't have a lot.
Most of you have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a good point. The fact that I couldn't figure it out doesn't mean anything. But it is easiest to work on your computer, though. You're right about that.
Yeah, just trying to spread that word out there. So with people trying to get to it, there's a lot of things that are going on there. One of the things that, you know, I'm doing, as small as I am, is I'm just not...
You're huge. What are you talking about? You're huge.
You're fighting Ben.
Yeah. Fighting Ben.
Are you talking about my weight?
No.
But, yeah. So, you know, I've decided that I'm going to try as much as possible not to buy anything from Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, you know, and I've been getting these emails through the Hallmark store where I bought a gift for my wife. So I banned them. You know, I'm not doing that. I'm just not going to participate in any of these companies that have done this to the president.
Right.
This is nothing more than what took place, you know, in the 1860s. When Lincoln started rounding up the publishers, these companies are publishers, and they have colluded in shutting him down. So people like myself, like Mark, you know, we're upset.
Yes.
All this hyperbole is going on up there in the Capitol today. People are not going to remember anything that they said other than this was when they lit the fuse to a civil war.
Right.
And that's what's coming.
They're busy doing that. This is what people are mad about on top of it all. They're doing that while we're all still locked down, while we still, you know, we can't go to church. We can barely eat at a restaurant. Our businesses are closed. It's been picking winners and losers. And just coincidentally, all of the winners are the giant tech companies. Everybody's been totally destroyed, losing money. Amazon has made a ton of money over this. I mean, and that's no accident, right? I mean, I think if you think that it's just a coincidence that the companies that were allowed to stay open and the companies that have made money off of this are these giant corporations. And it cracks me up. They're saying, oh, we're not going to donate to any more Republicans. It's like, you didn't donate to any Republicans anyway. I mean, give me a break.
Right. They did not support them in any way, any shape, any form. In fact, they have, for the last 4 years, they have done everything to undermine this president and what he's been trying to do for this nation. So people are upset. I think that I know that what I want to see here is I want to see a full and open and honest investigation of this election. I don't want somebody coming out and telling me that, well, there's just no more evidence out there, when I know damn good and well they haven't even looked when they said, oh, we've conducted these audits and they all come up exactly right. And no one's looked at the paper that these ballots are printed on, and they don't compare the number of registered voters to the number of actual ballots that they received.
Right.
So, no, there's not been a forensic investigation of this. And so that's what people are upset and pissed off about.
I agree, Ben. Hey, thank you for coming in. Have. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
Hey, if somebody else on Zoom wants to turn their camera on, you can go ahead and join in. Meanwhile, I wanted to say something else encouraging. This came to me today, so I was running. Speed training. And I was listening to a Christian radio station for the music, and it occurred to me, there was a song that came on, so I'm going to get a little spiritual on you here, but I believe this. A song came on and it said, you know, people will tell you, never give up, fight to the end. If you're not, back down, get back up, that kind of thing, fight, which I believe in. And it said it's true. But then the song said, but what if we were to tell you that the fight's already won, the work's been done, the fight's already won, because by God is what I believe. And I used to not think that, and sorry, Chuck, I'm getting a little, but I used to not think that God played in politics, right? Just like I don't think, as much as you might want him to or before, that God plays in, you know, high school football games or Bronco games or things like that.
No, not Bronco games?
But not Bronco games. But that was in a different time of politics, because what we're talking about anymore these days, it's not politics. It's right versus wrong. It's good versus evil. It's it's, you know, supporting people, raising people up, treating people the way you would like to be treated, versus destroying businesses, destroying lives, creating situations where people commit suicide, where they overdose on opioids, while certain people get rich and other people are crushed. It's about silencing any voice that says something that offends you or that you don't like, only on one side of the thing. And to me, God definitely plays in right versus wrong and good versus evil. And I thought to myself, this song is right. This fight, this is why we have to stay encouraged. The fight is won. I do believe God is not going to let evil take over this country. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that we can say, okay, well, let's all, you know, go binge watch, you know, Yellowstone or something. You can't do that. We still have to fight.
Well, wait a minute, you do.
well, only at night after I'm done fighting. I just be encouraged, right? We don't have to give up. We don't have to give in, but we also should stay encouraged, because I really do believe that the fight, God's done the work. The fight is won. It's around a corner we can't see, and it may not be easy, and it may be rocky, and it may be tough, but I think it is really important in this time when we're being bombarded by all of this negative, false, made up information, where you worry that if you put a Trump sign in your yard, your neighbor's gonna, you know, disagree with you, and not just say, hey, look, I vote for Biden. They're going to trash your car. They're going to destroy your business. I mean, we know this firsthand, right?
Oh, yeah.
So don't give up, okay? Don't buy into that.
I'll do the Serenity Prayer, which is adopted by AA, but it was also originally in some form done by Reinhold Niebuhr, who is Comey's favorite theologian of all time. Forget that.
yeah.
But it says, God grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change, courage to change things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that's really the key. It doesn't do any good to fight hitting windmills you can't
beat. Washington Post.
Washington Post and all that. But when the time comes, you got to have the courage to know that you can change things. And the time will come.
Here's, and this is from Dr. Donna Walter, who was on our show as a candidate. She goes, I'm holding faith to believe that, Julie. Just being a guest on your show resulted in a professional attack. Donna, I think you're on Zoom. If you want to pop up and comment on that, you can. Otherwise, I'm sorry to hear that. But that's why we have to, I think we need to be prepared. Like I said, Republicans need to know that this is coming. Republicans need to know that they're lying to us. Republicans need to know that they're going to go after us. And we need to know, though, that there are 80 million of us. There are more of us than there are of them. And so you can get a professional attack, but
well, okay, there's Donna.
Thanks, Donna. Well, thank you for coming back.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I hide out in a YouTube chat. So, yeah, well, after I was on your program, I had mentioned what my credentials were. There's more than one board certification in the world. Yeah. And so it's not really a real newspaper, but she had tried to interview me, and then she threatened that she was going to expose me as a fraud, because another one of these groups who I've been attacked probably for about 30 years by, told her I was not licensed and I'm not with them. And it's like, yeah, but there's more group, and we're not licensed in the state of Colorado. but anyway, they have tried to shut me down now for years.
Mm.
I guess I've been practicing about 40 years. So it's long.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Any of them. So, but anyway, if you speak up, you do get attacked.
Yes,
you do.
You can count on
being attacked. But guess what? You're still here, right? And thank you for the courage. And I mean, that's what we need, are people like you who say, give it your best shot, you know? And then I'm not going to be silenced. And thank you for coming. Like I said, I know it took no small amount of courage, because the people who monitor, I always think to myself when they call anyone to attack us, I'm like, thank you for the download, because that works in our world now.
How did your campaign go?
Well, there was at least 7,000 votes that were made that were from either dead people that didn't live here, or students that should not have voted that are qualified to vote. And I did not win the election. I'm winning the fight.
There
All
you go.
Right, Donna. There,
and here's this is from our chat people. Be proud. That's from Ben. And then Mark says, hey, you're over the target and making a difference. That's why they attack. So thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. All right. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
888-627-6008. 888-627-6008 if you want to come in. If anybody on Zoom wants to go ahead and turn their camera on.
But you got to admire people like Donna. I mean, I really do. She fights a good fight and she doesn't give up. So, you know, the key is to have enough of us out there that can't destroy us all simultaneously, and then we got to start the counterattack one of these days.
Well, and you know, and I think we got to be aware of the big tech. I mean, that is powerful. When they have, you know, again, that's been what Parler is facing. They have the power to go ahead and say, you know, so another server. I mean, it's all interconnected. And maybe next week we'll try to get her later. We'll try to get a Neil on because I think he understands this better than me. Mm. But they're all interconnected. And so, you know, so you think you're dealing with a separate company, but you're actually not. And then what happens is they say, well, if you come on, then, you know, then Amazon won't work with us, or the Amazon Web Services won't work with us, or the, what was it, the company now that processed the credit cards for the Republican Party campaign contributions, excuse me, says they won't work with Trump or, you know, the Republican Party anymore. That's a kind of thing that starts happening. The guy who has Gab says that Visa took away his wife's merchant card, right? So they do that. I think we need to be prepared and we need to know that that's what's going to happen, and just be prepared. So when you know, we've been talking to our SEO guy to say, you know, sooner or later, they're going to knock them off one by one, and then they're going to kind of start getting down lower and lower. Mark, you pop back in. What do you want to say?
I just got to say something, Julie. I'm so tired of these people saying there's no facts. Statistics are facts, and if you don't believe statistics are facts, then forget about DNA evidence in court. And when this election happened, when Trump got, what was it? I think it was in Georgia. They flipped 600,000 votes in 1 minute. That is freaking evidence. It's statistical evidence that proves they're wrong. And these guys, we keep talking about big tech is who we're going after. That's the world they live in. So people need to understand, and I know Peter Boyles doesn't know anything about statistics. The fact is, and a lot of people don't, and I feel sorry for him. My father was one of those people. He used to tell me when I was going to college, I'd say, you know, you need to use compound interest and I can calculate what it does. And he goes, no, you can't. You need a computer. And I used to say, I've got one, you know, a little one in my hand. Well, it's all, it's a different kind of evidence. It's not the kind of, I saw that vote and did it. People don't realize that what came out was actually evidence. So, and it's hard proof. And if you just think about DNA, that's all it is statistics. It's not, nobody can sit there and look at it. So I just hope people start thinking in terms of to fight this and fight with big tech, they're going to have to start using different tools because they already exist. People don't understand them. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mark. No, that's perfect. And that's exactly what I've been saying too, right? We can fight. We just have to use different tools than we have. We have to do things like, you know, I'm sorry, you know, yes, go ahead and call Apple and complain. Yes, go ahead and, you know, call Twitter and complain. But they don't care because they've won and they're in cahoots with everybody. So, like Mark said, there are tools out there and we can use them. And again, I'm hopeful that Donald Trump will.
Well, let's go to Sherry and from Lakewood, a good caller online too. Hey, Sherry.
Hi. You know, Julie brought up the religion thing, so I do want to say something in the Pledge of Allegiance with freedom and justice for all. Freedom and free will is usually treated as one because the two items are commonly used synonymous. So God dignifies us with free will. We make our own decisions, just like, you know, Adam and Eve made the choice, willfully chose to disobey God. This is all about control. They want to control us. They want to tell us how much water we can use to flush a toilet. And, now the toilet plugs. So now, well, you're using too much toilet paper. Use one or two squares. Ron Paul talked to this person, Catherine Austin Fitz. And she said, this is really interesting, it has to do with the Great Reset, She details the plan to use mandatory vaccinations as a gateway into people's bodies for the purpose of connecting them to artificial intelligence, control, and surveillance platforms. It's all about control and, like, controlling our thoughts, controlling our communication. We can't communicate. We can't hear what they don't want us to hear. So are you guys familiar at all with the MK Ultra project, the scenario through the CIA? The CIA, for mind control, when a child is traumatized, a lot of times that affects their whole life. It defines their whole life. So if the CIA uses a trauma-based program, that's called MK Ultra. And that's what is happening to us. We as a people are living under MK Ultra type spell because we can't get justice. We're constantly reminded we can't get to the truth, we can't solve it, and we can't get justice. It goes back to Kennedy. Has any of that been declassified yet?
Hey, Sherry. I hate to cut you off, but we've only got a minute left. So, no, those are good points. You are. And that's what we'll get into, this whole machine learning, artificial intelligence. Oh, Siri keeps saying, are you talking to me? No, I'm not. She's saying I didn't get
Sherry,
that.
Sherry.
I said Sherry, and Siri thinks I'm, see, looks, there. It's true.
Yeah, Siri listening to us.
We'll have to do a show on that because it was disturbing and fascinating to me to see how, keep in mind with these big tech companies, we are not the customers. We are the product. You got to remember that always. We're the product, and they don't care about us any more than the widget manufacturer cares about the widgets. So, Sherry, thank you for calling. Really appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So I want to remind people again, you know, chuckandjulie.com. Would love to have you still. We're still up on YouTube. Love to have you follow us and check us out on YouTube. We are on gab.com. I acknowledge it's kind of tricky to get to right now. We're still on Twitter, but
I haven't found us yet.
No, they keep, well, but they keep.
The bots are looking for us any moment now.
Yeah, they keep, we're losing about 30 followers a day anymore. But chuckandjulie.com is your one-stop shopping. Thank you to everybody who called in.
Everybody.
It was a great show.
Great to talk to Gary again. That was wonderful.
Yep. And everybody on Zoom, thank you for coming in on Zoom. Thank you to Thomas at BBS for keeping running the thing. Oh, I had great sound today that we didn't even get to play. Thomas, hang on to that. We'll play it Friday.
We'll play it Friday. All right. We look forward to seeing everybody on Party Friday. These Fridays are going to getting the, we need a party.
That's
a party. So good luck, everybody. We'll see you in a couple days.